Hi, you're listening to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS FM Columbus. I'm your host, Anna Siriano, and today I'm talking to students from the Impact Team at Eastmore Academy, a Columbus City school. The Impact Team is a community service group with 350 student volunteers. They participated in more than 50 projects this year, and today we will hear about a few of the students' favorite activities and inspirational stories from last year. So stay tuned. Bruce Green has not missed a single day of school in his 6 years at Eastmore Academy. He is the internship coordinator, tennis coach, and creator of the Impact Team. As he puts it, he wears many hats at the school. With more than 50 projects this year, though, Green says that sometimes it's hard not to think about throwing in the towel, or at least cutting back.
We did 50 projects this year. I'll complain and say I'm too tired that we're not going to do it, and I'll probably do 60 next year. To see the look on these kids' faces after they come back from all these trips and or do give blood, the look of excitement, I have to keep going. Two-thirds of the kids from Eastmore Academy are on free and reduced lunch. So these kids do not come from means. And they still were able to give back to others, knowing that a lot of them might not have three meals in a day. A lot of them might not have clothes to wear to school each day. A lot of them might come from abusive homes. They are not privileged children. And they come in, and it makes me want to come to school each and every day.
Back in Green's tiny office, his walls are covered in photos of his past and present students. Some show where the students went to college on scholarship, and others show students volunteering for the Impact Team. There are stacks of more unused photos on his desk, and as Green points out later, posters full of photos around the school.
How many high schools can say, well, I have no problems with my picture being placed in the main hallway for months at a time with a hairnet on, and then not to be embarrassed?
He cuts these photos, creates, and hangs these posters. By his window are several awards, including a few from the Rotary Club. The team had attended the Columbus Rotary's annual Service Above Self Award Banquet once again before we met for an interview. One student won a $25,000 scholarship for her work on the Impact Team. That, Green explained, is why a few of the posters and signs he and the students created were sitting outside his office. They had to take them off of display in the school to show them at the event. Soon, a few students from the Impact Team piled into his office. All were in some semblance of uniforms, slight variations on khakis and polo shirts displaying Eastmore's name. Jillian Cease, Courtney Avon, Shanice Brown, Taylor Mitchell, and Maxine Robinson enthusiastically talked about Impact Team, and each had their own favorite event. Event 1. Camp EA. This may sound like fun, but Camp EA ain't no typical summer camp or walk in the park. It's the kind of homeless camp you might see pop up around town year-round. Only its inhabitants are high-spirited teenagers sleeping out in the dead of winter. Jillian Cease describes Camp EA.
We try and get the coldest day of the year. We build fires, we share stories and all of that. It gets colder, and we actually sleep outside. It's cold, and we're sleeping outside in tents and boxes, and we're trying to show people what it's like to actually live in poverty, what they go through during this time of the year. It's like, wait a minute, they really go through this? Like, this is only one night, and I don't want to do it again. They're really going through this every day, every year.
I imagine it probably starts out like a sleepover, and then as the night goes on, you're kind of like, oh, my goodness.
Like, ooh, I can't wait. Oh, yeah, we about to have some fun. And then you get outside, it's like, can I go back in?
Right. And I mean, like, when the first people who come to Impact Team, like, that's the first thing you're ever told about. Like, if you don't be told, if you're not told about Faith Mission or many of the events we participate in, the one thing you're told about is Camp EA. And so people, like, especially freshmen, they are so anticipated to participate in this. And they get all their friends, crowd the list with their names. And when they get there, they're like, okay, we're having fun, okay. And then they have to be sent outside because we don't have a house inside. We're homeless. And, I mean, there's so many people just sitting by the fire waiting to go back inside to go to sleep because they just can't handle it. And it actually, like, even me actually wakes up and be like, wow, I have so much luxuries that I live for, and I'm over here complaining over one night where someone spends their whole life and months doing this. So I believe Camp EA, it's a real good activity that if you don't do anything for Impact Team, you should definitely come and participate in this. We were lucky to have some people from OSU come mm-hmm. and have fun with us and experience what we go through at that night. So it was real good this year.
Camp EA does a lot. It not only just brings awareness to the homeless community, but it brings us closer together as a school, better yet, as an organization. I can tell you, when we have Camp EA, I think that everybody can say Eastmore Academy really does become a family because we're there for each other. You know, if somebody needs a cardboard box, we're there like, hey, do you have somewhere to sleep tonight? Because I know I didn't have a box for the longest. And I was like, hey, I need a box. And, you know, everybody was just willing to help me find a box, and they were willing to help me put it up and make my home. And, you know, Camp EA, it does so much more than just the community aspect. It just brings a certain feeling that you'll never be able to feel anywhere else.
It makes you appreciate your life so much more, and it definitely makes you appreciate your friends so much more, because it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, the only thing you really have is the warmth that you guys share and, you know, the friendship that brings you closer, and it just makes you appreciate the people you have around you that much more.
Mm-hmm. Event 2, the poverty simulation. Instead of the kids experiencing homelessness and poverty again, Eastmore Academy students play the role of workers helping or hurting the poor. And the poor are played by affluent business people and professionals who each experience their own difficulties throughout a week simulated in just 7 minutes. Courtney Avon breaks down how the simulation worked.
They got individual families, like you're a single mom, you don't have a job, your kids are in high school and college, something like that. And then you'd have to go around, 7 minutes would equal a week. You'd have to go pay your utilities. If you didn't have enough money, you'd have to go to the pawn shop. You had transportation passes, so you could only go certain places at certain times.
We were in a conference room?
Yeah.
A conference room, and they had these big plush chairs grouped together, like would be a family or a home. So it'd be 3 chairs or 4 chairs, depending on how many family members were in there. And I was a bank teller. And so when you couldn't pay your bills and all of that because you were too busy running around trying to do all of that, what I got to do is I got to go and turn over your chairs and evict you from your home. At the end of the simulation, we would all come back and we would talk about, you know, what happened during the week. And a lot of people, one of the questions that she asked is, you know, raise your hand if you fed your family this many times out of the week, or, you know, if you fed your family for the whole week. And you notice that, like, a lot of hands went up for people that just didn't feed their families at all, because, you know, sometimes that's the furthest thing from your mind when you have such a short amount of time and you have to do this, 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 and that all within the time span, you know, you have from when you get off of work. And some people just, like, completely forego food or, like, forget their kids. And it just amazes you what people go through and what they have to, you know, give up on a day-to-day basis just to be able to survive.
Many people found it like a true struggle because you just couldn't get everywhere you needed to be in that 1 week. You ran out of money. You forgot your kids. A bunch of people lost their kids because they forgot them at school or daycare. And I mean, it opened your eyes to what people actually go through and what we take for granted.
it kind of opened your eyes to see, okay, how fortunate you are. Because I know many times I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish my mom and dad would, you know, let me do this, that, and the other. And it gives, you get to see the struggles that you have to face, or people of lower class have to face. And you get to see, okay, I really am fortunate. I may not have a lot, but I have enough to get me through a week, a month, even a year. And so to see how you learned from that experience, and then to see how adults learned. You know, we often as children may think, okay, adults know everything. They already know how life works. But we kind of already got to see, like, okay, we both were learning something from that experience.
Event 3, Neighborhood Best Conference. Although the Impact Team finds it important to understand what impoverished people go through, they also want to help them. Neighborhood Best Conference focuses on improving the health of the homeless and poor. Taylor Mitchell explains what this event meant to her.
It was one Saturday. We all met at Mr. Green's and Mrs. Green's church, and we went down to, I believe it was down, it was downtown, and we actually gave a day to the homeless. We gave a day where we were grooming them. We were getting them able, getting checked up by doctors and all this fun stuff. And I even got the chance to actually be one of the HIV clinics where I was taking people's names down and helping. It was Ohio Medical Center, I believe. And I was helping them taking people to get checked in and stuff, which was really fun because I actually got to talk to some of the people. And many times, you know, people, like, look at homeless people as if they have some type of disease or if they're, like, another type of species of human or something. But they're actually down to earth, and they're just like us, just in low circumstances at the time. And it actually changed my whole, like, as long as I've been in Impact Team, there's been so many things that have changed my life. But that event really changed me because I met some people who really started off with a good future, I mean, a good path in life, and just did the wrong things, and it messed them up their whole way. And that taught me to take precaution of what I do in life and actually take my time and see what I'm doing.
Event 4, Faith Mission. This is really an ongoing project. The students go to Faith Mission several times a year. Sometimes they serve food and eat, sometimes they sing. Whatever they do, the personal interactions the students have with the homeless people have been some of their most important and touching memories. Maxine Robinson, Shanice Brown, and Courtney Avon share 3 of these moments.
For me, another like personal experience, one event that I had fun with is Faith Mission, where we go downtown to the homeless shelters and we cook the food at school, then we take it there and we serve the people. And then after you're done serving, you grab a plate of food yourself and you go out and you sit at the tables with different people. And I think one more recent experience for me is it was a group of us and we were sitting with this woman, and she was just so energetic and like full of life, you know, regardless to her circumstance. And, you know, it made me kind of feel not bad, but just like a little saddened inside, because like as she looked around at all of us, you know, she just kind of shook her head behind her smile and she said, "I didn't always look this way. You know, I used to be this and I used to be that, and I'm, you know, substitute, you know, every now and again, but just something caught me off guard and put me in a bad situation." And it's horrible because when people look at homeless people, they think that they did something wrong, which is not always the case. And they think that when they see homeless people in the street that are, you know, asking for a little bit of spare change, the first thing they want to do is go to alcohol and drugs. And that's not always the case either. There's some people out there who genuinely need help. And when you talk to those people and you learn about their situations, it makes you so much more aware and just opens your mind and your heart to just things that you never knew you could possibly get.
I think we all can tell you a story that we've had with Faith Mission. And I know one story that I personally had. Every year, or every time we go to Faith Mission, we have these pieces of paper that the students write a note on. I wrote a note on the paper, and I said, "You can't have a testimony without a test." So the lady, she read that, and she said, and, you know, I think I signed my name. Yeah, she said, which one of you? Yeah, I did. Because she said, which one of you guys are Shanice? And I raised my hand. She looked at me and she began to cry. She said, I needed that. I needed that. And so, you know, with those pieces of paper, they're not just pieces of paper that, you know, are just, okay, we're writing this because Mr. Green told us to. We're writing this because we actually care and we actually believe that this can give you hope and determination and to move forward. You know, it may just be a bump in the road right now, but at the end, there will be an amazing testimony behind it. So these pieces of paper, they just mean more to us than just what we have to write down. They just mean letters of encouragement from us.
I know another faith mission story. We went down with our theater department and we took down maybe 15 people and we all went down, we cooked food, and then afterward, after we ate, we went out and we sang. And we sang to them and they really enjoyed it. We sang some gospel and uplifting songs. And then a lady came up to us afterward and she said, I may not have any children, but I'd be proud to call any of you my children. And I know that just really, it grabbed me because she was there by herself, and were that difference that she saw in the day were the people who, you know, may help her lift herself up and get back on her feet. And just to know that something so simple that you can do makes such a difference in somebody's life, it just really touches you and that person, just to know that you guys together can make a difference.
Event 5, Habitat for Humanity. This year, the students also built homes with Habitat for Humanity in Columbus and in Huntington, West Virginia. Jillian Cecil was one of the 7 student participants who went on the trip to West Virginia.
We took on a new project this year with the Habitat for Humanities group, and we did a camp for one day here in Ohio where they taught us the basics of what it takes to build a home. And because we loved it so much, we decided to do a week trip for spring break. So 10 of us got into 2 cars, packed it up full of stuff, and we went to Huntington, West Virginia. And we got to build a house for 1 week. It was a great experience. We got to meet the future homeowners of the house who we were building it for. They came out to help, and it was one of the more moving things that we've recently taken on because, like, when we got towards the end of the week, after we had put up the sidings, the wall in the house, built the stairs and all of that, she stood in the front of the yard. Her name was Miss Heather. Looked at the house and was like, oh, my God, it's starting to look like a home. I can actually see myself living here and all of that. I know she was a single mom. She had 2 kids, she told us, and she was just at that hard point in life. But because of the Habitat for Humanity group actually building homes for her, building this home for her, it was just taking less stress off of her. I know her rent, like normally it'd be $600 and stuff for the type of house that we built. It's not going to be that high. She also had to go through a lot of things to get the house recommendation, so she has to put in about a couple hundred hours of community service, which she did by helping build other houses for other people, but also in help building her own house, which was a great experience because now she's able to like, oh, this is broke. Well, guess what? I watched this get built so I can help fix it. Mm-hmm. I know repairs go down a lot for her, so we also plan to go back in July when the house is finished to, you know, go to the dedication ceremony and all of that just to see the finished product. But it was an awesome trip. We met the mayor there. He gave us a day, Eastmore Academy Day, and I've never had more fun before in my life. But it's very awesome what they do for the people who need homes and stuff. So they take these, like, abandoned houses in neighborhoods where people were like, oh, that house is just in ruins. Nobody's ever going to do it again. Knock it down, build up a house, and give it to somebody who actually really needs it.
Courtney has already talked about going back in 2 years. She wants to make the senior trip. She was getting a larger group and going to a place, go down a few days early so they can have some fun other than, even though the building was considered to be fun, they'd go down there 2, 3, 4 days early, have have a good time, and then build. They thought they were going to have a lot of energy. I remember this year they thought they were going to be able to, after building and working all day, that they were going to go, we can't wait to go out and do this. We're going to go hiking through the mountains. But
we were asleep.
But the work took a little bit out of them. After that week of work, they were ready for a good 3 days of rest. Mama been laid off, Papa been laid off, my brother's been laid off for more than 2 years now. Ooh, can't get a job, Billy can't get a job.
That students learn on the impact team cannot help but seep into their everyday life. The students explain some of the lessons they've taken from Eastmoor, whether that is to work with your teachers, pass the spirit on to college, or to always feel confident around peers.
Yeah, it's to the point where, like, I'm not scared to do anything in front of anybody. I mean, I know everybody. I can say hi to everybody. I can basically have a conversation with everybody. And, yeah, it's a real good atmosphere here. They do so many excellent programs and have just wonderful organizations to help you branch out and create your future while you're still living it. Mm-hmm. And that's just the best part of Eastmoor to me.
I'm going to miss high school. I'm going to miss all the people, all the stuff that we did. You're going to be prepared for college, but you're going to take the mentality that you learned here and spread it to your college.
I'm a junior here. I'll be a senior in less than 20 days. So I think I pretty much got a good feel for Eastmoor. And I tell you, anytime I talk to an incoming freshman, I always tell them, the top things you want to do when you get to Eastmoor is get cool with your teachers, because the teachers genuinely care. But you have to show them that you care. Then they'll be like, okay, I can help you. And that's how it is in life. Nobody else is going to care unless you care.
One thing I definitely love about Eastmoor, besides, you know, what Shanice said with the teachers, is that, you know, most high schools, you see, like, the bunch of different cliques and the people that look down on other people. And that's not the case at Eastmoor. You know, everybody is always looking to build everyone up. I will definitely always look back at Eastmoor and thank this school, you know, and thank everything in my life for just the fact that I, you know, attended this high school, because it gives you building blocks to help you in life later on down the road. And just so many things that I've learned here have just literally have been my saving grace, and I'm so thankful for that.
The students directly attribute the spirit in the school and the experiences they are so thankful for to the impact team, and were stunned at the thought of the following question.
Well, how do you guys think the culture of Eastmoor would be different if the impact team didn't exist?
Oh, wow. That's
a good question. That is a good question. First of all, if we didn't have Mr. Green, Eastmoor would not be pretty. It would be ugly and messy. And because he does all sorts of stuff. He does artwork and everything and decorates the hallways. But then also, like, just the spirit of Eastmoor. Like, I don't know. I would not know half the people I know right now if it wasn't for Impact Team and stuff we do with them. I feel like Eastmoor would not be considered as, a giving school if we didn't have the impact team. If we didn't have the impact team, people probably, you know, internship hours would be hard to find. You wouldn't have people already done with internship hours before senior year because you did all with community service through the impact team. We all would have blank college resumes. We just wouldn't have anything to do. We'd just go home after school.
I really honestly think that the GPA would suffer a little bit because I know a lot of people, if they want to, when they're on the impact team, because we're family now, they have no excuse to have bad grades.
Mm-hmm. The impact team, without it, they all said, the spirit wouldn't be there and Eastmore Academy wouldn't be known for half of the stuff that it's known for now because the impact team helped us get there.
Yeah. For me, honestly, and just to put it the simplest way possible, Eastmore would not be Eastmore. It just wouldn't be. Like, it would be like every other typical high school. Eastmore would not be Eastmore without the things that we do.
And without the energetic work of Bruce Green, the impact team would not exist. To have the energy to do all these projects, Green says, it's the little moments that give him the extra oomph.
Each year I keep telling myself, well, I'm wearing myself out. I don't have time to do it. But then just one or two things happen, and I go, wow, I can't stop this. I got to keep moving. Like when the young man from Faith Mission, when we wrote him that note, and he came and told us all, he came and said, everybody, wow, God is number one in my heart, but you guys sure rank a close second. And then he put that little note in his pocket like it was a $100 bill. And I go, well, I can't stop doing this. Camp EEA, after every year I sit at 6 o'clock in the morning, dead tired. And then I say, hey, it's not happening next year. And then, hey, we do it again because these kids live, eat, and sleep for this impact team. These are great kids nowadays. Each and every school out there can and could be doing the same thing. They could reach out. They could all start an impact team.
This has been another episode of Youth Beat Radio. You can find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu and on Facebook. You can email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. I'm your host, Anna Siriano. Thank you for listening.
When you're down in trouble and you need some love and care, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, just close your eyes and think of me. Yes, and soon I will be there to brighten up, oh, even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again.
Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, a grant from Ohio State Community Access to Resources and Educational Services Program, the Puffin West Foundation, and local sponsors. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.